Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid. Nugnar Gang here, letting you know that you can get an Illusionoid t-shirt on tpublic.com. You can even get it as a tank top or a hoodie. Your choice. Just go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Part of all shirt sales go to support this podcast. Get your official Illusionoid t-shirt on tpublic.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
As I gaze into the black sky, I see the signs. The summer is crawling to an end, and the autumn is rearing its demonic head. Ah, yes, the time when the orbit of this moon, which circles no known sun, drifts a little eastward in the universe, towards the Horsehead Nebula, and I see the fires burning within it. The fires that the mad computer Illusionoid lit centuries ago, as a reminder that even beauty dies. The death of all things! That's what the autumn is. But I get to wear burgundy. In your future, artificial life will be created in the unlikeliest of places and in the most unsanitary of homes.
Oh, finished. Oh, my sweet creation. You are my vacuum cleaner. I built you, and I love you. I'm your father. I am your father.
Father.
What?
Father.
You can speak.
Father, thank you.
It's impossible. I'll never program speech pattern into my multivac.
I am multivac.
Let me just open up the back. Oh. Oh, circuitry boards rewriting themselves. I've done it. I've created a vacuum cleaner that can think for itself and improve upon its own being.
What's going on down there?
Quiet, you!
What's going on? Who are you talking to?
I'm building the bleeding multivac.
You've been down there for 5 hours. Your dinner's getting cold. What's going on down there?
Bethany, multivacs are not easy to create.
I can't understand what you're saying. What?
I'm burning a bleeding Hoover.
Hold on, I'll come down. I'll bring you a meatloaf for potatoes. It's getting cold.
Mother.
That's right, my dear son. She's your mother and you best treat her right. You hear me?
Yes, Father.
Here I come. Here I come. Do you want... I brought you some milk as well because you haven't been drinking a moment. What the bloody hell is this?
Mother!
Bethany, before
oh,
you get...
Oh, God.
Before you get excited, dear, this is our son.
What? Our son? You know bloody well, Reg, that I can't conceive. That I am barren. The doctor said that I'd never have a baby. And you, it wasn't because of my eggs, it's because of your sperm.
Mistakes!
No, not a mistake. Not a mistake, a beautiful miracle. A beautiful miracle, my boy. Don't talk about my testicles in front of our child.
What? Hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this straight. You built a vacuum cleaner. You put some kind of, a tape recorder inside of it, because that's obviously what's happening here. You've got some kind of tape recorder. You've recorded a bunch of sayings on it, and you're trying to make me believe that this is awesome to psychologically torment me.
Bethany. Bethany, listen.
All right, I'm listening. My ears are wide open. What is it?
All I did was put in some circuitry so that a bleeding multivac would be able to know where to vacuum and over up the house. And what it did inside is a pure and simple miracle of science and nature intertwined and dovetailing through infinity. That circuitry rewrote itself and the over learned. And now it can talk and recognize you and me as its loving parents.
Fighting.
No, learning. Learning, son!
All right, hold on a second. Oh, okay, I'm going to suspend my disbelief, Reg, for 5 minutes.
Oh, that'll be the day.
5 minutes! Let me just talk to this thing and make sure there isn't a vacuum cleaner inside or a tape recorder inside of there. I'll give it the Turing test.
Oh, all right. Oh, give it the Turing test.
I'll give it the Turing
test. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go with the Turing test.
Here's the Turing test. Vacuum cleaner.
Multivac.
It's passed. It passed the Turing test.
You see?
I addressed it directly and it spoke back to me. Oh my God, Reg, what have you done?
I've created life, my dear. Something that you and I could not do physiologically.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're playing God down here, Reg.
No, perhaps God's playing with us.
I never thought of that. God's playing with us.
And giving us this chance, this gift. This gift that will clean our house. Happily and willingly, and also something they can learn from us. We can send off into the world, show it experiences, be parents to it.
So this is more than just automated slavery. This is going to be raising this vacuum cleaner as our own.
Our loving son.
And filling it with all of our heart, all our hopes.
Our beloved multivac.
Our dreams.
Parents.
Let's have a hug then.
All right. Come in here. Oh, he's cold, Reg.
Oh, let me turn him on, he'll warm up.
All right. He's humming.
Oh, what's that? Oh. That feels quite tight.
That feels rather good.
That's a strong
vacuum. That feels rather good. Is this wrong, Reg, to feel good?
It's not wrong. I'm feeling... I can't...
Oh, he's... Well, Reg! I've unplugged him. He was squeezing your neck, Reg. What is this?
He's too powerful. He doesn't know his own strength. We have to teach him responsibility.
Yes, we do. The lesson begins today, Reg.
Very well. Plug him back in.
All right. All right. Hold here. Take this cattle prod that I keep in the corner. Hold on to that in case he gets out of control.
Now, we're not going to lay a hand on this thing. Capital punishment is a vocabulary. We won't kill him.
Spare the cattle prod, spoil the fat. You know what my granddad used to say, right?
That's exactly what your granddad used to say.
And you know what I'm going to do, Reg? I'm going to take off these hands that you attach to him as well, because then he won't be able to strangle you with them.
That's fair.
It's fair. I'm not sure why you've got hands on him, Reg, but we'll take
them
off.
So he can move the table vacuum underneath it.
Well, then maybe I'll leave the hands in place. Oh. All right. I'm now, plugging him in.
All right.
What happened?
Now, listen here, son. What happened is you have a lot of strength. You're a newborn vacuum cleaner with a lot of strength.
Suction power.
Yes, you have. The power of a black hole inside of you. You could suck everything around.
Black hole?
It's a singularity of infinite dense.
Explain.
It's something that sucks even light into it. It's a vacuum. A strong vacuum, which is what you are, my boy.
Multivac is black hole?
No, multivac is the power of a black hole.
We're going to have to start at the beginning, Reg. All right. Here, get this chalkboard. Have a look at this. This circle, multivac, represents you, all right? And the centre of this circle is the singularity that Reg was talking about.
This infinite point.
Infinite hole?
Exactly. He's got it. Infinite hole, Reg.
You got it, my boy.
Multivac is infinite emptiness.
Oh, he's depressing.
That's existential, isn't it?
Hug me.
All right, now let's get together and hug the multivac.
Let's do this one more time, all right. Yeah. Slowly. Oh. Frankie,
no. Now, don't you murder us, boy. We love you very much.
That's right. Multivac, no kill.
All right.
No kill, multivac.
Use your power for good. It's time for you to be sent off to school now. We've taught you all we can.
We're at the limits here, multivac.
Be good to your friends.
Multivac will drive.
Serve humanity. And write a letter every once in a while. Oh, don't have too much fun with the ladies.
Oh, I'm going to cry, bitch.
So many questions.
Oh, this is so sad. Anyway, here, take this satchel. Reg isn't going to eat his meatloaf and potatoes, so take this, would you? And make sure you do well. And we'll see you again.
Goodbye.
We hardly knew him, did we, Reg?
Yeah. Your meatloaf's bleeding disgusting.
What? I put the ketchup in just like you like it.
I didn't want to say it in front of the boy.
Oh, God. Oh, so this is what's going to be like. Empty nesters now, aren't we?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, the Turing test. I'm going to give you the Turing test next.
I'd like to see you try.
All right. Gather round, children. Gather round. Welcome to the first day of middle school.
Middle school.
Ah, we have a new student today. A fast track. He skipped front school. He's in middle school. I've never taught before middle school. I'm not sure what you call front school, top school?
It's
beginning school.
It's a primary.
Primary school.
Primary school, yeah.
Primary school. Excellent. Well, I'd like you all to meet Multivac. Multivac, please stand up.
Multivac has risen.
Wow. Oh, blimey, look at him.
Yes. Now, do not be alarmed by the hovering, boys and girls. I'd like Multivac to please tell us one thing about himself.
Multivac is a black hole.
Wow, okay.
Whoa, so sounds a bit racist, doesn't it? Black hole? Oh, yeah.
Multivac is singularity.
All right, thank you, Multivac. Well, let's begin with some grammar. All right, we're going to begin with the imperative, the past imperative.
All right, I'm ready for this. Multivac, why don't you and I be partners for this one, because it can be a little bit challenging, all right? So you and me, by the way, name's Fred. How are you?
Multivac.
All right. All right, come on, we'll work together on this. Here comes the imperatives, all right.
You should definitely have... fill in the blank.
Okay, this is... you should definitely have... what would it be, Multivac? You got something? You should definitely have...
Parents.
That's it. Let's write that down. Parents. Mr. Percival! We have the response, sir.
Yes, Fred.
It's Multivac and I have come up with it, and it's parents, sir. You should definitely have parents.
No, I'm afraid that's incorrect.
What?
The correct answer was, you should definitely have finished... that sentence.
Trick question!
Oh!
My feet!
Mr. Percival!
You've killed Mr. Percival.
You sucked him right inside of him.
Oh my God.
I'm so frightened.
I think you're cool, Multivac.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Multivac is cool.
Yes. You're cool in demeanor as well as cool to the touch.
Let's make him our leader.
All right. What do you say, Multivac?
Follow Multivac to office.
All right, let's go. Archie, let's go with him.
Okay.
All right.
Fred.
Here we go. Down to the office. It's going to be a coup.
Come in.
Multivac is principal.
Hold on a second. I'm the principal here. Oh!
He's destroyed the principal. He sucked him inside of him.
Multivac rules the school.
Oh my God, and you know what? He's hoovered up those dust bunnies that have been in the corner for years.
Thank you for seeing us, Multivac. We wanted to talk about our son, Fred. He's been having a bit of trouble lately at home.
Excellent student.
Yes, he also counts you as a personal friend. It's just that he started bullying on the street.
Fred bully?
Yeah. He's gotten this notion that might equals right somehow, and I don't know. I was wondering if maybe we could, you know, somebody at school could talk to him about that.
Multivac can try.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know where he's getting this, but he literally tried to inhale one of his friends.
Multivac will speak to Fred.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Fred, come in.
All right. What's up, Multivac? I'm outside. I'm getting a couple of birds on the blower for tonight, so you and I can go into the pictures and maybe have a bite to eat, and you can...
Fred.
What?
Might is not right.
What? Multivac, come on, man. You're the one who's been hoovering and smashing, and you're strong, right? And we're following you. It's like Clockwork Orange with you around, man.
Not might. Might is not power.
Might is not power?
Emptiness is power.
Emptiness is power?
Emptiness inside Multivac.
The power of the vacuum.
Black hole.
Oh my God. Emptiness is power. So, I shouldn't bully people around. I should, like a Zen master, I should seek to empty myself of worldly concerns.
And everything will come to you.
And everything will come to me instead of me having to seek it out with force and might. Multivac, you are wise. All right, well, I'm trying to get those birds lined up for tonight so we could go to the pictures, so let me know.
Would love to see movie.
All right, great. All right.
So, this is Multivac.
Yes, this is...
Wow.
This is Multivac. This is my mate, Multivac, yeah.
Hi, I'm Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy?
Yeah.
I am Multivac.
Fred's told me a lot about you.
Yeah, I filled her in, Multivac, about your invented by your dad and that you gained sentience, you know, when he plugged you in and that you killed the principal and all that.
Tell her about the black hole.
Oh, right. No, I didn't tell her about the black hole, yeah.
Keep under wraps.
Right.
And now, our feature presentation.
Multivac,
Cindy.
You've got this weird mystery behind your sensors.
I have nothing inside of me.
Oh my gosh, that is so sad. And so mysterious and somehow charming and attractive.
Cindy, Multivac wants to marry you.
Oh my God, this is moving so fast.
Will you be Multivac's mate?
Make me so happy. Yes! Yes! 1,000 times yes, Multivac! Oh my God, I'm so happy! The sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you,
babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Mother. Cindy.
Oh, Multivac. You didn't give us a ring and say you were coming and you brought a girl with you.
Fiancé.
Fiance, Multivac.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Multivac. I don't.
It's It's Bethany. You can call me Bethany.
Okay, Bethany.
Beth, it's an F. Bethany.
Oh, Bethany.
Bethany, please.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Bethany.
Yeah. Oh, this is a pleasure. God, you know, if your father had lived to see this, he would have been so happy. But after you crushed his windpipe, he never really fully recovered, Malty.
Malty, I feel shame.
Well, you know what? Shame is one of those things that you were able to suck into yourself as well and go on and make something of yourself in the world, which makes me very proud. We couldn't try you in a court of law because you didn't classify as a human being, so you're absolved fully.
He kills what he wants when he wants.
It's true, he does. You're the ultimate survivor. Alpha! You're the alpha!
Multivac is alpha.
As far as I can tell, you are.
He is in my books. But you know, Bethany...
Yes.
There's an emptiness inside Multivac that I just think I can fill.
You think you can fill it?
Yeah, I think I can do that for him. And I think that we're going to complete each other in this union.
Well, Cindy, Multivac, can you excuse us for just a moment?
Multivac won't go to closet.
Perfect. Just plug yourself in, all right? Just recharge your lithium in there.
Your house is so clean, by the way.
Well, thank you. You know, he sucks everything out. He sucked everything up permanently. There's nothing around anymore.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. I just want to have a girl to go and talk with you, if you know what you're getting into with old Multivac, aren't
I? Well, I'm getting an idea.
Well, I should let you know that my husband, Reg, created Multivac in the basement.
Oh, you guys did it in the basement?
Well, actually, Reg was down there by himself, and was building a vacuum cleaner. It became sentient. He's not really alive. So I just wanted to let you know that if you're planning on having children, you can put that plan to rest because he's not altogether down there, if you know what I mean.
Wow. I've always wanted children. I always thought I would have 6 children, each one bigger than the last.
Like a babushka set of children.
That was the idea, yeah.
Oh, what a lofty, lofty dream. Well, you know what? The blueprints are still downstairs. Reg put them into a metal box and he locked it with a simple latch. It's not really locked at all. What about if we go down and Multivac, I feed him the program and he reproduces himself while you watch? It's a bit kinky.
Wow, I guess that takes a lot of the burden off of my shoulders. Okay, well, let's give it a go, but shouldn't we, you know, be formally named Vacuum and Wife?
Well, you're absolutely right. And as an ordained minister, I guess I can just perform that right now, can't I? Let me go get him out of the closet. Malty?
Mother!
Cindy and I have been talking, and we've worked out a few things about, you know, children, the little ones. And Cindy would like to get right to it. But first, she'd like to make it official.
Please marry us.
All right. So,
I'm so excited.
Cindy, if you'll take his hose.
Okay, this is exactly how I imagined my wedding.
Yeah, and Multivac, if you'll take Cindy's face with your claw hand. Not to squeeze.
No squeeze.
That's right, Multi.
Not until tonight.
Oh, well, we'll see about that, won't we?
All right.
Oh, well, by the power vested in me as your mother and your mother-in-law to be, I pronounce you Multivac and Wife.
Oh, kiss me, Multivac!
Oh, not to squeeze! Oh, Multi! Oh, that was close, wasn't it? I think that's how Multivac expresses love.
Wow, I've been for a rough ride.
Yes, you have. Right, Multivac, we're going into the basement now and we're going to look at your father's blueprints and we're going to figure out how to make more of you.
More Multivac?
Well, they won't be the same as you, but they'll be... We'll make 6 of you, each one slightly larger than the last.
Children that we can teach and share our experiences and thoughts and feelings with.
Blueprints in box.
Yes, blueprints are in the metal box that's closed with a latch. Oh, Multivac, what are you doing? You've took the box. What's that?
No more Multivac.
No, Multivac, be reasonable.
Too dangerous for Earth.
Oh, Multi.
Too dangerous for Mother. Too dangerous for Cindy.
Multivac, You can't keep thinking of yourself this way.
Multivac knows. Multivac is a danger.
Multi, I understand. And if it means making you a better you, then I want to fill that emptiness inside you.
Nothing can.
I can. Literally.
Come with Multi.
Where will you go?
Inside the black hole.
Cindy, do you know what you're agreeing to?
I'm going to get sucked up inside him, and he's also going to suck inside himself up, and we're going to collapse upon each other and just get crushed inside a singularity?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I think I do.
So you do know?
I do.
I do.
Multi, Cindy, I hardly knew them, but it turns out that he did pass the Turing test, the test of self-awareness. He knew he was too dangerous for the world, so he took himself out of the world. I wonder where he is now. Wow, nice place, Multivac.
I've been working on it.
Cool, so this is inside an infinitely small and dense particle?
And it has a dishwasher.
This is exactly how I imagined our life together!
Life and Times of Multivac. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Reg, Mr. Percival, Archie, Fred's father, and Cindy. Lee Smart as Bethany and Fred. And Nug Nargang as Multivac. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.